This is listener-supported 88.5 FM. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer, and we've got live music in our studio this afternoon. Always inspirational, and we're honored to have you here today. It is Citizen Cope. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, man?
We're doing very well. You're an inspirational songwriter and quite a lyricist as well, and I feel like a lot of songwriters have tried to emulate your work throughout the years, and again, it's just a pleasure to have you. CitizenCope.com is the website.
Yes.
If people are interested in delving into all this stuff. This morning, I spent my morning in the car for like 3 hours. I drove up from San Diego, and someone in your camp actually forwarded me a new copy of the record. Nobody else could get it yet. It's one of the perks of the job, I guess.
Yes.
You know, so I spent some time with the album. Heroin and Helicopters is the new record. It's coming out March 1st.
Right.
And the new song that we've been playing right off the bat is called Justice.
Yes.
Again, Citizen Cope is here on 88.5 FM. So how about a version of that song, Justice, that we just talked about?
Are we going
to get that today?
Yep.
All right.
I found this brand new gift, looking for somebody to share it with. I found this brand new life, something within me all of my life. There's so much trouble in the world, surrounded by miracles. There's so much hatred undeserved, but it will not work, 'cause still my love will be received. Better yet still, my heart is in need of release. Yet still, our love will be received. Better yet still, my heart is in need of release. It ain't about justice when it's not about what was, what is. When it's not about what's left, when it's not about the next step, when it ain't about justice, when it's not about what was, what is. When it's not about what's left, it's not about the next step. Whoa. I found this brand new riff, looking for somebody to play it with. I found this brand new light, something within me all of my life. There's so much trouble in the world, surrounded by miracles. There's so much hatred undeserved, but it will not work, 'cause still my love will be received. Better yet still, my heart is in need of release. Yet still, our love will be received. Better yet still, our love is in need of release. It ain't about justice when it's not about what was, what is. When it's not about what's left, when it's not about the next step. Whoa.
There you go. That's our very own version of the song Justice. You probably heard it on the air from time to time here on 88.5 FM. We got Citizen Cope live in our studio. It's been some time since the last record, and I think you were basically quoted as saying it was time. you know?
Yeah.
It was time for a new record,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was time for a new record. Sometimes inspiration is a funny thing. I've been dealing, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I've just been enjoying being with her a little bit. Been on the road a lot, obviously, and just trying to find the reason to make one. So that's mm-hmm. always a good thing. And mm-hmm. I just felt it was time.
Again, the new record, Heroin and Helicopters, is out March 1st, and it looks like you're going to start your North American tour right around that time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be back in L.A. at the Novo downtown on March 28th, March 30th at the Observatory in San Diego. Also in California, it looks like you've got the California Roots Festival in Monterey. The same day, Ben Harper and Atmosphere and yeah. Steel Pulse going to be out yeah. there. And the Bottle Rock Festival in Napa, in wine country.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
happening in May as well. Santana, Mumford & Sons, you're going to be on the same day as Lord Huron as well. You ever been to the Bottle Rock Festival?
Past the Merlot.
That's what I hear. Actually, a friend of mine went to Bottle Rock years ago, and she said that all the adults have like these bags, like these Capri Sun packets,
right?
But like extra large, all filled with wine, and you hang them around your neck, and all these adults are walking around with bags of wine around their neck in Napa. So that should be cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. I spent a little time up there for doing shows, and it's just amazing the different type of landscapes they have here in California.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
CitizenCope.com is the website. People could get the bundles, you know, get the merch, pre-order the record, vinyl, yeah. CD, digital. You're even offering up a free Skype session, so you'll interact with some of your fans.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I usually do it on a more personal level, but I felt the reason to do that is if somebody had maybe a proposal or something like that, they might want to get that going on. But, yeah, I wanted to clarify about the album title.
Yeah, I was thinking Heroin and Helicopters. What could be more American than that? Or is it?
Well, actually, I met Carlos Santana. We wanted to do one of my songs at the Fillmore, and he came to my show years ago, and he said, whatever you do, stay away from the two H's. And I said, I said, what is that? And he said, Heroin and Helicopters. So years later, I found it to be very somewhat prophetic, because we're going through all this crazy addiction, and not just addiction with drugs, but or alcohol, but with, you know, confrontation, with social media, with computers, with phones, and we kind of, you know, we're addicted to helicoptering our parents, or addicting to, you know, this kind of our children, and then also the helicopter kind of reference was just how we're kind of in a rush to do everything and get everything done and take shortcuts, and just what you buy doesn't last anymore, and so I just, wow, this really kind of makes sense, not just on a personal level. And I know that Carlos had said that because he knew that Bill Graham and Stevie Ray Vaughan had perished in a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
stay away from helicopters.
You got to stay away from them both.
Yeah, and heroin, of course. That's just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes pretty good sense.
Yeah. I do want to talk about, I guess, some of your philanthropy. You're doing a really cool thing with teachers on this tour, as well as something called the Mimi Wood Foundation. But before we get to that, I guess the second song that you recently released for the fans on social media and stuff is called The River.
Yeah.
And I heard that today for the first time. And the first time I heard it, yeah, I love how the song kind of builds, and it starts here and kind of finishes in a different spot.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that song, I was thinking to myself, am I still listening to the same song? And it just sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of did that a lot. Pretty much every record I have a transitional song where one kind of somewhat goes into something else, but it's the same song. It happened with Pablo Picasso and My Way Home on the Clarence Greenwood recordings, and with John Lennon and on Every Waking Moment, and it kind of worked out with Teresa on the first record, and so this, but the last couple times I made in their own ID, but then I realized, well, when people aren't listening to the whole CD, it cuts off if they just take the track. So really, Pablo Picasso and My Way Home was supposed to be one song.
Right.
But it didn't. So I just made one track out of it, even though it's the same song. I just wanted to have a different musical movement and a different expression.
Right. Well, the song The River, it takes you to a place, man. And I enjoyed listening to it for the first time today. Are you going to play it?
Yep.
Awesome. This is Citizen Cope here on 88.5 FM.
They'll take you down by the river. They'll lay you down by the river. They'll shoot you down by the river. Leave you to drown by the river. They'll say it's love when it's not. They'll send you to war and you'll return in a pine box. Somehow they'll claim it's your fault. They killed that little child in the park. They'll take you down by the river. They'll lay you down by the river. They'll shoot you down by the river. Leave you to drown by the river. They'll say it's love when it's not. They'll send you to war and you return in a pine box. Somehow they'll claim it's your fault. They killed that little child in the park. This has gotta stop. They'll take you down by the river. They'll lay you down by the river. They'll shoot you down by the river. Leave you to drown by the river. By the river. By the river. By the river. By the river, by the river, by the river. Cause I'll never want to lose your love. I just wanted to choose your love. Lost in a moment of confusion. Now it's all an illusion. See, I never wanted to lose your love. I just wanted to choose your love. Lost in a moment of confusion. Now it's all an illusion. New river, new river.
There you go. That's another new song from the upcoming Citizen Cope record. The song was called The River here on 88.5 FM. Citizen Cope is sitting with us in studio now. I didn't know you were in Angeleno until today, so you're a local guy, man.
Well, I'm just a new transplant. I don't think I get to say
no, we're going to claim
years.
You as our own now, if that's okay, if that would be agreeable. You're hitting the road pretty soon. March 1st, the new tour starts, as well as the record drops on March 1st. You're doing something very cool for teachers, and I'm not sure if you're calling it Teacher's Night Out or just Teacher Appreciation, but can you explain what you're doing?
You know, a little bit? I didn't plan on doing this, but when the teachers went on strike in L.A., it was like kind of hit to me. You know, I've obviously I've always been a proponent of education. And I feel like that's been one of, in my life, if I look back, one of the things that I feel like we could have accomplished is kind of building the education up. And it seems like, because I went to public school in Washington, D.C., and it was just so obvious to me and wow, if they just put some money into this school system, you know, they have the foundation built, the schools are built, everything's built, but if they, you know, decided to pay people right, then they would attract more people that actually were passionate about teaching into the field. And and it was kind of the people that, the teachers that really were passionate, felt like they were being taken advantage of a little bit as far as what they receive financially. And when I saw this, I mean, the only reason I thought about that was the strike recently. And I said, hey, well, let's, you know, we got a couple front row tickets to a lot of these places. You know, I don't know what it'll do. Obviously, it won't do anything to change anyone's life, but, you know, that's kind of an expensive night out. And, you know, if you're only making $30,000 or whatever, I don't know what it is. I know it's low for what they put into it. At least, you know, maybe there's a night out on me. You can sit in the front row. You can bring a friend. And then,
right.
You know, and so it's just, it was just really a gesture. And it got a huge amount of response just on my Instagram, and a lot of people really appreciated it, and I was glad I did it.
Right. Well, it might be a small gesture, but it's great to be able to give back to those people who, you know, give so much and maybe are not compensated a whole lot. And you're doing this in just about every city you're hitting for this tour, which is great.
Yeah, every city. I mean, some of the cities don't have, we're not doing seated. So they'll at least get tickets but cool. It, like a special, and there were, I'm sure there were, there's, you know, I knew some of my listeners were Cope fans, so it just kind of went straight to them at first. And
So that's Teacher's Night Out. What's going on with this Mimi Wood Foundation? Because on your website, citizencope.com, you do mention it a little bit.
I've been putting a dollar a ticket toward a charity for years now, and I usually used to give it to my school and Turnaround Arts or some different women abuse organizations, and I've given it to just random different arts educational things as well. And then I decided, well, let me just start my own foundation so I can just give it directly instead of having the money kind of be dispersed in a way that I don't know where it's going and how it's being spent.
Mm-hmm. And proceeds go to fostering the arts in public schools, I imagine. Is that what it's all about?
A lot of public schools are also just, it kind of even touches on business. I'm interested in young people starting to work for themselves. And trying to support somebody that doesn't want to follow the path, and that has kind of an entrepreneur spirit, whatever they do, and maybe not just with money, but with mentorship and with people around me.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is Citizen Cope on 88.5 FM. So far, you've played the two songs that I was really hoping you would play, Justice and The River, but you decided to dig a little deep for this last one, maybe play something that people are familiar with from the past.
Yeah, I think this is a song that people have, it was never a radio big song, but it took a life of its own. It's called Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts it leave me, there are no words to describe it. In France or in English, diamonds they fade, flowers they bloom. I'm telling you that these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out late. Whenever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. But these feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. You know it ain't easy for these thoughts to leave me. There are no words to describe it in French or in English. Diamonds they fade, and flowers they bloom. I'm telling you that these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out late. Here you come around me. These feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. But these feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. Diamonds they fade, and flowers they bloom. And I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, the diamonds they fade, and flowers they bloom. And I'm telling. Telling you that these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out late. Ever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away.
Citizen Cope in our studio here on 88.5 FM. Brilliantly done. Congrats on the new upcoming record. We encourage everybody to check it out March 1st. Heroin and Helicopters will be available to everybody. And again, we'll catch up with you at the next Los Angeles show, which is the 28th of March at the Novo.
Well, thank you so much for playing the record. I wouldn't be able to be out here and do this if people like you didn't, you know, take a special interest. And thank the listeners for supporting me over the years, and I really appreciate the station and the love.
Thanks, man. A pleasure. 88.5 FM.